in the sideboard. I poured out a glass for each of us, and we sat in silence, sipping for several minutes. For once, Holmes did not demand that a visitor get on with it and state his case. Le Vieux set his glass on the side table, placed his cane in front of him, and folded his hands over the top of it. "Mes amis, if I may call you that, during my long years of fighting for the forces of righteousness and justice, I have faced every conceivable practice of crime and vice and cruelty. I have heard of every imaginable horror visited by one man upon another. There is no account of human depravity that can unsettle me, seulement un. I am here today because, for the past 30 years, I have been haunted by a singular story of murder. I first read it 30 years ago while sitting in an obscure library in Montmartre. Perhaps you know of it. It was an account of a most hideous and cruel murder, wrought merely by a desire for revenge. A man whose offence was nothing more than to have insulted another man was chained against a wall in a catacomb, walled up, and buried alive. Holmes nodded. I know this story very well. The cask of a Montreal.